Our Growing Cats. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today, our growing cats. We have four cats. One is a little older than the others, and the others are getting along in several months now, and they're doing just great. Well, Blackie, the older cat, not Blackie, really, I call him Blackie because such a beautiful black coat. Jeannie is her name. Jeannie is a very nice cat, but very one-pointed and likes to be with everybody, but is just a little leery of Rex because Jeannie didn't grow up with Rex. Jeannie grew up separate, out in the garage, because we were afraid that Jeannie might be frightened by Rex, or that Rex might bark at Jeannie and they might not get along. But the other three cats, I made sure that they had the right upbringing. I moved them into my house, into the Hermitage, in their beautiful cage, and I kept them there for almost 2 months. And as I kept them there, I made sure that Rex was right next to him, Rex was right around him, Rex was sniffing them, Rex was close to them, he knew them as their friends, and he and the cats became bosom buddies. And then the day came when I moved the cats up to the monastery. And in the monastery, they were given more opportunity to be out than in their cage. They didn't mind their cage at all. They loved to be in it. It was a play place. It was security. It was happiness. It was food, water. It was everything they could want. They had everything that they could imagine here in the Hermitage with me in their cages and with Rex. And they were enjoying themselves. I would take them up every meal time. Each meal time, I'd carry them in a bag like a pellet cover, and they'd try to climb out of the bag as I was carrying them over my shoulder. But carrying these three cats was quite something, because they were everywhere. And then we'd come to the house, and I'd open up the bag, and they'd climb out, or they'd lay in the bag, and they'd stick their head out, and they'd look around and say, "Hey, this is okay." And they would just have a great, great, great time. Well, now, these three cats were growing up with Rex and with Little Love, and so they were used to them very well. And Rex would paw at them, and everyone would say, "No, you're going to hurt them." I said, "Let them alone. They've got to learn to play with each other and learn not to be so tough or to be so gentle." So the cats learned how to be out of the way of Rex's playful feet. And Rex learned that if he was going to play with the cats, he's going to have to play with them on their terms, because they were little guys. But they were not really too little. They were, as far as cats go, coming along in size very nicely. But they were just these skinny weenies and just long tubes, like you get these long, long wieners, and there's just nothing in between. And I thought, my goodness, I hope they're not going to grow up to be skinny cats. Well, we fed them well, and as months went by, they filled out, and now they're so beautiful, long, several feet long, and they just stretch out, and they're so enjoying life. And then Rex comes along, and they will climb on top of Rex, or they'll go right under his nose, or they'll go under his paw, and they'll become very casual and very friendly with him. And Rex had learned to take that and say, "Okay, so these are kind of different dogs, but so be it." And as the cats would play, they began doing what Sylvia did. She went out and bought a couple of these pretend mice. They're little tiny things that look like mice. Well, all the cats are taking them and batting them around and throwing them up in the air and catching them and spinning over on their back and going on their front and just having a time of their life with these little pretend mice. And Ingeborg has Jeannie, has her very special, special girl. And Jeannie comes in and sleeps in Ingeborg's bed at night when nobody's around, climbs up there with her head next to Ingeborg's head, and just wants to be so cuddly and so close. And being cuddly and close is just lots of fun. And Ingeborg enjoys it, and the cat enjoys it. But they know when Rex is going to come over to the main house, over to the monastery, and they know that that's the time for Jeannie to hightail it back out to the garage where she has her private doors to go in and out as she wishes. Now, and Jeannie comes in and out as she wishes because we have allowed her to do that. And she's been doing it from a much younger age than our cats. Our cats are long since past the time they should be left out and in as they wish. But there's a fear in the hearts of some of the staff that something might happen to the kittens, that they can't protect themselves, they can't do this and they can't do that. Well, better they learn how quickly in their young life rather than otherwise. And Jeannie has taken each of the three kittens under her wing and is teaching them from her own experiences all the things she's learned. And Jeannie is out romping around the yard, climbing trees, doing things, and she's teaching the other three kittens to romp around and climb trees and have just a great old time. And the silly thing is, I think I mentioned it before, the silly thing is that we didn't really pay attention to the cats. We saw them and we just, someone said they were girls, and so we called them girls. Over months, these cats were girls. But when it came time to go in and have them neutered, it turned out that they were boys. All three of them were boys. And Jeannie was entertaining all these three young bucks, you know, the young cats and boys, and they were just doing fine. Well, now, they're just great. They're just really great. So they're all neutered. Jeannie is neutered, and the boys are neutered. And so they're boy, girl, doesn't make any difference, does it? But they're just having the time of their life. Do you enjoy animals? Do you enjoy cats, dogs? Do you enjoy these things? Well, think about them. Think about them. We have these cats. We've had cats continuously for years and years and years. And whenever something would happen to our cats, they'd take off or disappear for any reason not be here anymore. We'd replace them right away. And as we replaced them, we would have some other cats that come in with whole new attitudes toward life, whole new ways of looking at things, and a whole new attitude for us in dealing with them. Kittens are really fun. Our growing cats are teaching us so many things. And we're learning so many things on how to work with them, how to handle them, how to enjoy them, how to delight in their presence, delight in their company. And as we are learning all these things, we are having the time of our life. And the little kittens are now bigger kittens. And so I'm sitting at the dinner table or the breakfast table or the lunch table. And as I'm sitting at the table, my chair is under the table. And the cats, especially this Star, will jump up on my lap and start snuggling down on my lap and want to stay there. And she lay on my head. She doesn't get on the table. She, still calling her a she. He doesn't get on the table. He doesn't do anything he shouldn't do, but he jumps up on my lap because he wants to be close. And he will stay there maybe 5 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. But then when it's his time to move, when his choice is made to move on, then he just leaps out and down he goes onto the floor and under the table and up onto Ellen's lap. And as he gets up on Ellen's lap, Ellen says, "Oh, isn't that cute?" You know, and Sam does the same thing. Sam will jump up on our lap, but Sam is not quite the lover that Star is. Star is the kind of cat that just lays its head on you, closes its eyes, and purrs and purrs and purrs until the vibration just jumps all over you. And, of course, Blondie is our blonde cat. The other two are gray. And Blondie is more of an independent cat. He's out doing his own thing. He likes to be loved. He likes to be petted, but he likes it on his own terms. But what he likes to do is get up on the special table in the dining room and lie underneath all of the flowers that Ellen and the girls like to have there. And sometimes he'll stand up and he'll, on his hind paws, and he'll smell the different flowers, and he'll bat the flower and look at it and check around at it. He's just very, very, very creative. And everyone has to sit and laugh and smile at his antics, because he is so creative and so imaginative and so loving. All the cats are extremely loving, extremely gentle, extremely beautiful. And they will bat at each other, and they'll fight each other, and they'll run and tumble and jump and rumble around in the house and just really have a good time. And Rex will chase after them sometimes a little bit, but mainly Rex has learned there's no sense to it, because they can beat him out hollow. They can go anywhere, and he can't always get to where they are, especially when they go under the couch. But they have a good time. Our cats are growing up now, and soon they will have the freedom to be in and out when they want. And the girls won't have to put them in the house every night to make sure that they're secure, because they'll just let the doggy doors be open and let the kitty doors be open, and they can come in and go out as they wish. Pretty much of what they do all day long. And I'm sure that everything will be in divine order for them. Cats are fun. And our growing cats are lots of fun. Come visit us and enjoy our cats with us. I'm sure they'd love to meet you too. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.